jury, can I ask, when did a fine for fog lights come in? 2 penalty points and €80. It's not up in any of the points on the RSA website. My son received them. We've appealed the decision and the fixed fine and have replied and said it has to be paid. Fog lights, is that for having your fog lights on or I suppose not having your fog lights on? Is that what the ban is for there? You might clarify that. First I've heard of it, that's for sure. And with that in mind, a whole host of speeding fines have increased from this morning. Speeding fines increased from €80 to €160, while fines for mobile phone use, non-wearing of seatbelts and failing to ensure a child is properly restrained rose from €60 to €120. The fine for learner permit holders driving a vehicle unaccompanied by a qualified person has increased from €80 to €160. Novice and other learner drivers not displaying L or N plates or tabards in the case of motorcyclists have seen their fines also double to €120. The fixed charge notices, 3 new fixed charge notices will also come into force in the new year relating to misuse of a disabled parking permit, €200, illegally parking an electric charging bay, €80, and breaching the heavy goods vehicles ban and entering a specified public road without a valid permit, €200. All are those ones coming in January. The doubling of all the fines that I talked about there coming into force as and of this morning. This has faced severe criticism from Deputy Michael Healy, amongst others, who feels that this is a revenue generating exercise and will have no impact on the numbers of people dying and being injured on our roads. Before coming on air, I spoke to Media Communications Manager with the Road Safety Authority, Brian Farrell, and asked him to outline why these fines were increasing.
Ireland launched a new government road safety strategy, 10-year strategy last year. It runs to 2030, and the key target is to reduce deaths and injuries by 50% by the end of the decade. One of the actions in the strategy calls for a review of the penalties for current road traffic offences. And I suppose in light of the significant increase in road deaths this year, the group that meets to review the strategy, which is headed by the ministers, decided that we needed to take action, and immediate action to try and stem the increase in deaths and serious injuries. So one of the things that we can do straight away and that the minister can do straight away is increase the fines that are associated with, I suppose, the main road traffic and the road safety offences that are happening out there on the roads. And that's why the minister is doubling the fines. What you'll find is that the fines haven't been touched in many years. And for example, one of the first things I ever did when I started working on road safety 20 years ago was go to the launch of the penalty point system by late Seamus Brennan, where he introduced initially the speeding offence and the points associated with speeding. And the fine then, when it was announced, was €80, and it has remained the same for the last 20 years. So it really hasn't, it's lost the deterrent effect, I think, in terms of the fine. But the minister has said that, they will look at the penalties, the penalty points themselves associated with these offences, because I think that's really where we can really, change behaviour, is if it's linked to the possible loss of your licence. But that will take longer because it does require legislation that needs to go through the Houses of the Oireachtas, and that's going to take more time. So the reason why the fines are being increased, so it's an action in the strategy, and road debts are up, and we need to take action to try and stem those. This is something that we can do straight away.
Are there studies to show that this does work, that the financial penalty, the financial disincentive actually changes behaviour?
Yeah, no, there are studies, absolutely, and certainly when it's linked to the points as well. You hit people in the pocket, you hit their license, and that's something that we have to instill out there, a culture of, it should be hard to get a license, difficult to get a license, in terms of the training that you have to do and proving that you're competent and you're able to drive safely on the road. And then you should, if you break the rules of the road, that the loss of the license has to be one of the serious consequences of that, and fines as well for breaking road traffic laws. And look, that's what we're saying to people, that not wearing a seatbelt, using your mobile phone while driving, speeding, not heeding the instructions of a school warden, because that's one of the fines that has been doubled, including not being accompanied while you're a learner driver. And, you know, these are all critical road safety measures, and we're confident that this will bring back some of the deterrent that has been missing clearly out there to I suppose prevent people from engaging in this type of behaviour. And you look, you know, people would say, look, oh, listen, this is not fair. This is just a revenue generating exercise, and we yes. would argue that no, it's not, because do you know what? It's not a tax. It's a voluntary system. You have a choice. You can slow down. You can wear your seatbelt. You can put your mobile phone away, and you know, look, you know, protect your own life, protect the lives of your family members that you share the roads with, your community, your work colleagues, or you can choose to break those. That's the choice. You can choose the speed, or you can choose not to wear a seatbelt and risk a fine, risk penalty points, or worse. And that's what we're trying to avoid here. That worse. Scenario, that devastating scenario where you could be involved yourself in a collision, or maybe even be responsible for being involved in a collision and maybe hurting others on the roads.
Mm. And look, what would you say to the argument that this is coming at the worst time possible for lots of people? Cost of living, huge increases, people under pressure, their mortgages are going up. This is just another added cost on top of people. I understand what you're saying about a choice, but that if they do slip, if they do go a little bit too faster, if they do forget to put on their seatbelt, then bang, they're hit with double of a fine at a time when they can least afford it.
Yeah, look, I mean, a little bit over the speed limit, there's no such thing as a little bit dead, you know what I mean, or a little bit seriously injured. And we know that speeding is the main contributory factor to death and injury on our roads. So, look, what we would say is this, that there are 223 people have lost their lives on the road. Nearly 1,000 people have been seriously injured. And we are up 12 road deaths compared to last year. We're extremely worried that we are seeing a trend here, an upward trend in road deaths, and this is a measure that's designed to stem that, because we do not want to lose any more people on our roads, and we don't want empty chairs around the Christmas table this Christmas, or people maybe having to refit their home because their family member has suffered a serious injury, and it means their life has changed forever. So that's what we're trying to do here, and we would say to people that, look, you have better things to spend your money on, your hard-earned money, than fines. So please slow down. Please wear the seatbelt. Please put the mobile phone away, and always drive accompanied if you are a learner driver.
Brian, strong political criticism, particularly Independent Deputy for Kerry Michael Healy-Ray. He's saying the doubling of the fines was to do with revenue, not with reducing deaths on our roads. I would like to see past and present ministers having to wake up to this reality, that coming along and increasing penalty points or doubling the fines, that's not a sensible way about tackling this most serious problem. They just want to be seen to be doing something, but what they're doing is hammering our hard-pressed motorists. What's your response to that argument?
I'd say, look, the proof of the pudding is in the eating, and we'll see if it does have an effect, and I'm confident that it will. And I just don't agree with the deputy's comments. You know, I've been involved in road safety for many years, and any time we have an announcement like a measure like this, where you know, the deterrent factor, and that's the key thing here, the deterrent factor is changes people's behaviour. It does have an impact and a positive effect on road safety. And I'm confident that we'll see the same thing here. But the other point I'll mention as well is that the fines really are meaningless now, because they haven't been touched in some cases in 20 years, haven't even kept, you know, pace with the rate of inflation. So we really did need to bring back that deterrent factor, you know, to the road traffic offences, those road safety offences that are most closely linked to death and injury on our roads. But this is only half the job. We need to review the actual penalty points themselves, because we know that disqualification, or the risk of disqualification, is also a significant deterrent factor in getting people to behave more appropriately and safely on the roads.
And will that be adjusted in the near future, do you think? Will penalty points be increased? Is that the intention?
Well, there's an action in the road safety strategy, as I mentioned, that is tasked a body to review the penalties that are there for road traffic offences, and that action is due for completion in the fourth quarter of 2024. So, yes, I'd say we are looking at reviewing the whole penalty points themselves and possibly increasing the penalty points around those offences.
Brian, two new issues. People who misuse disabled parking permits and illegally park in an electric charging bay, of which there are likely to be a lot more in the years to come. They're set to be fined from 2023, is that right?
That's right, and there are new offences that the Minister has created, I suppose, in one instance just acknowledging how, you know, the way we use the roads and the vehicles we use is transforming, and how we need to provide greater facilities for the charging of electric vehicles. But the other one as well is parking in disabled parking bays, and that really is a source of huge frustration, and we have a campaign currently with the Gardaí and the Department of Transport around the whole area of mobility and ensuring that people who are disabled or have maybe visual impairment or other disabilities, or even, you know, just people just trying to walk on a footpath and they find that there's someone illegally parking on the footpath, maybe illegally parking in the cycle lane, and then illegally parking in disabled spaces. So the Minister's increasing the fine, and the fine will be €200 for parking in a disabled bay, and also for misusing a disabled parking disc. You know, if you don't actually have a disability, but you're using that disc under false pretenses, that fine is going to become €200. And for parking in an electric vehicle charging bay, and you're not actually charging your vehicle, and that's going to be a €200 fine.
Yeah. Final point, Brian. I know the speeding is a big theme that you're looking to tackle in your annual conference, and trying to tackle it with the increasing of these fines. That, I suppose, underlined there was an outcome of a prosecution of a driver who avoided jail time, got a suspended sentence. This is after a fatal accident which took place in September 2020. A young man admitted dangerous driving, causing death of his friend, 19-year-old Jason Killeen, at Coolnafarn at Ballyhaunis, and he told Gardaí at the time, "I killed my best friend. I wish it was me." Are those the sort of incidents that you're trying to lessen?
Yeah, you know, absolutely. Nobody ever thinks it will happen to them. But one of the things that people who have been involved in collisions tell me is that everything changes in a split second. And it might be the result of just a decision that they've made on the roads, you know, 1,000 times, and then just one time maybe it was just a little bit of careless inattention, and it resulted in a horrific crash. And that's the one thing that people, nobody ever thinks it happens to them, and when it does, it just happens in a split second, and you can't turn back the clock. Look, what I would say is just remember, please, that using the roads is one of the most dangerous things we do every day. And I suppose because of that, we become immune to the risks. I think we see the car as almost an extension of the home. And we really become immune to the risks. So, you know, that's what I would say is just realise that we are all very vulnerable out there on the roads because of the risks associated with road use. And I just ask people to please have road safety at the top of your mind whenever you're out on the roads. And particularly over, you know, we're coming up to a bank holiday weekend now, Gerry, and you know the risks are greater on the roads, and the weather forecast is not good for the weekend, so we can expect wet roads, possibly flooding, and we really need to tailor our driving or our road use, you know, with that in mind. And of course, you know, with Halloween, we should be watching out for more kids on the roads, especially, you know, they'll be dressing up and going trick-or-treating, so just please watch out for children on the roads, especially over Halloween.
Okay, alright Brian, thanks very much for outlining that for us this morning.
Thank you.
Brian Farrell there, Media Communications Manager with the Road Safety Authority of Ireland. What do you make of Road Safety Authority? So, Road Safety Authority, say, if you have a view on that, what do you think? The doubling of the fine is going to hit you big time in the pocket, coming in the teeth of a cost of living crisis. Give us your thoughts. Will it work? Is it a revenue generating exercise, or is it needed to try and stop the carnage on our roads?